Battle for the Body, Chapter 9, The Purposes of Healing. Healing promised to claim. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Esaias the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew chapter 8, verses 16 through 17. Introduction. The most obvious purpose of healing is making the sick well, but healing and deliverance serve purposes other than making people whole. Healing also demonstrates the character of God. Healing demonstrates that God is gracious, good, merciful, and compassionate. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Psalms 145, verses 8 through 9. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. Mark chapter 1, verse 41. Glorifies God. Healing results in praise and glory to God. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Matthew chapter 15, verses 30 to 31. For all men glorified God for that which was done. Acts chapter 4, verse 21. Confirms Jesus as Savior and Messiah. Read Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 to 17 in your Bible. The healings recorded here confirm these words of the prophet about Jesus. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew chapter 8, verse 17. Healing and deliverance confirm Jesus is Savior. The healing and forgiving of sins of a lame man confirmed Jesus was Savior as well as healer. Luke chapter 5, verses 18 through 26. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. John chapter 10, verses 37 to 38. Jesus' disciples saw him do many other miracles besides the ones told about in this book, but these are recorded so that you will believe that he is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing in him you will have life. John chapter 20, verses 30 through 31, the Living Bible. Verifies the messenger and the message. Read the story of the healing of the young man in 1 Kings chapter 17. When this boy was healed, his mother said to the prophet Elijah, Now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 24. The healing verified both the message and the messenger. As God works with you in signs and wonders of healing and deliverance, the truth of his word is verified. Long time, therefore, abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Acts chapter 14, verse 3. The Bible records that after one great healing miracle, the spiritual and political leaders saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. They marveled, and they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Encourages receptivity to the gospel. It is easy to tell people about the gospel after they have been healed. There are several examples of this in the book of Acts. Healing opened the door for the message of salvation, the infilling of the Holy Ghost, and church growth. See Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47, and chapter 5, verse 14 for examples. Although healing encourages receptivity to the gospel, always remember that it does not replace the preaching of the gospel of salvation. The word must be taught along with the demonstration of power in order to bring people into right relationship with God. It is the word that creates faith for salvation, healing, and deliverance. Healing is a powerful tool of evangelism, and the recorded healings in Scripture, 1. In 17 instances, healings took place in evangelistic settings. Matthew chapter 4, verse 24, chapter 8, verse 16, chapter 9, verses 2 through 8, chapter 9, verses 32 to 33. Mark chapter 1, verses 23 to 28, chapter 9, verses 14 through 27, chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. Luke chapter 8, verses 42 through 48, chapter 13, verses 10 through 13, and verse 16, chapter 14, verses 1 through 4, chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. John chapter 4, verses 28 through 30, chapter 5, verses 1 through 9, and verse 14, and chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, chapter 8, verses 5 through 8, and chapter 14, verses 8 through 10. 2. In 16 instances, the healings had an evangelistic result. Matthew chapter 9, verses 2 through 8, chapter 9, verses 32 to 33, and chapter 12, verses 9 through 13. Mark chapter 1, verses 23 to 28, chapter 5, verses 1 to 13, and verses 18 through 20, chapter 7, verses 32 through 37, and chapter 9, verses 14 through 27. Luke chapter 5, verses 12 through 14, chapter 13, verses 10 through 13, and verse 16, chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. John chapter 4, verses 28 through 30, and chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, chapter 8, verses 5 through 8, chapter 9, verses 32 through 35, and chapter 14, verses 8 through 10. 3. In 21 out of the 26 healings, there was either an evangelistic setting or result. Establishes the kingdom of God. The healings and deliverances done by Jesus and his disciples were the first phase of establishing the kingdom of God. And heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. Luke chapter 10, verse 9. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. As you minister healing, remember that the kingdom is not yet in its fullness. In the fullness of the kingdom, there will be complete absence of disease and death. The body, as well as the soul, is not redeemed now as it will be in the fullness of the kingdom. You are saved from the penalty of sin in the past and can be saved from its power in the present. In the future, you will be saved from sin's presence. The same is true of sickness. Sickness is not a penalty for your past sins. You can be redeemed from its power in the present, but not from its presence until eternity. Demonstrates judgment on the enemy. When you lay hands on the sick, you are declaring that the prince of this world has been judged and the power of sickness and disease has been destroyed. John chapter 16, verse 11. Remember that it is the power of sickness that is destroyed, not its presence. You will only be redeemed from its presence when you come into the fullness of the kingdom of God. Raises up spiritual leaders. Healing has been used to raise up great spiritual leaders. Paul was called to be an apostle of the gospel at the time of his healing. Acts chapter 9. Results in great joy. Acts chapter 8, verses 5 through 25 tells how great joy came to individuals and communities where healing and deliverance was ministered.